Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, good morning. It's early for me. I don't usually do a lot of stuff. Well, I take that back before I start lying. It usually be super late, that type of early in the morning. But it's the crack of dawn's ass. And the sun is peeping in. And, you know, I'm ecstatic about the sun and the moon. I like both of them. I really do. I have a dark side and I like the sun. But this episode is called The Audacity of 2020. And before I say anything else about the audacity of 2020, it hasn't been all that bad for me. I mean, I did record a book, and I have several more in the pipeline coming out, and you can download that on whattanishasaid.com. And yeah, it's a lot of good stuff going on, right? So, you know, with 2020 got about, I don't know, maybe 20 more days left. Maybe something like that. Before she up out of here. I don't know. Somebody said 2020 must be a man. And then this guy said, no, because we don't stick around like this. We just not going to be in there like that. So I thought, well, maybe I should refer to her as a she, because it's been a little angry joker. But, oh my God, 2020 has birthed so many things. I got into this discussion yesterday about all the stuff that's happened in 2020. And of course, you know, the first thing everybody thinks about is Trump. And how, you know, this election, and got to get him out of here. And of course, the next first thing that everybody thinks about is COVID. I mean, COVID came in and just swept havoc on everybody. You know, it's just nothing is the same. And I'm thinking, well, she didn't really do me that bad. I mean, people come, people go. I know it seemed like it was at an accelerated rate. I know it seemed like it took young and old and everybody like that. I ain't gonna lie, that was scary. That was scary. I was like, ooh. And, you know, we still wear a mask. Hey, 2020 birthed some things. It birthed a whole vaccine. Yeah, we about to get a vaccine for an unseen fog killer. Amazing. This virus is so cold that, you know, it single-handedly bankrupt the country almost. You know, it just hit finances in such I don't know how to even explain. But if you live to 2020, then you kind of know. I ain't really got to tell you all the shit that went wrong. But then I think about, is there anything that went right? I mean, think about it. 2020 was supposed to be the year of vision. I remember this time in 2019 talking about, yeah, 2020 going to be my year, 2020 vision. I'm going to see things. I'm going to handle things differently. Man, I stopped putting that shit as a tagline because it started going down like four flat tires. I was like, yeah, no, this ain't that good. You know, and I get to thinking about, well, when I say 2020 was an anomaly, there's a lot of things that happened this year that's never happened before. Like for instance, the Karens. They started going to jail. They started losing their jobs. It's just like, they've been Karens. Black people been known about them, but now white people saw them and other people saw them. And, you know, just their racist tactics just got illuminated under the toxic president that we had. And I was like, well, shit, you know. The other things we had, what was it, 18 countries, you know, celebrating in Black Lives Matter in every single one of these 50 states. Come on now. I mean, it's just amazing some of the things that 2020 pulled out. Hey, it was able to pull out and birth people who cared in the midst of all of these other jokers that have been just shady ass people sitting right next to you. Don't like shit about you. Don't like your thought process. Don't like you breathing the same damn air. And guess what? Now we can't breathe the same air. Boy, I tell you, 2020 said, fuck you. Straight up. And then, of course, y'all know, like, storm-wise and planet-wise and stars-wise, it's so much shit going on. You know, everybody became spiritual, became astrologers and everything, because they're like, man, the sun doing some shit, the moon doing some shit, and Saturn and Jupiter about to do some shit. Actually, if you look outside now, they already started. I'm telling you, I don't know whether to be excited or scared, but I'm like, damn. You know what? And then on top of all of those things, I think I had the best sex I ever had in my life in 2020. Yes, I do. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But, you know, but I'm about to close this damn year out as a nun, because I got to do this 2020 detox. Everybody got to do a 2020 detox. Like, it's got to get this motherfucker out your system and just try to see how you can go into the next year. I'm thinking, okay, well, in the midst of me doing a 2020 detox, I'm not finna sit here and do this long line ass New Year's resolution and say, I'm about to be a vegetarian or a vegan. I'm not going to do it. I'm not far from it. I don't just like down meat, but I like it. I like meat, you know. I like meat. I like penis. I like a lot of shit that I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm not going to do anymore. I like, you know, playing with my own nipples sometimes. So, no, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say it's a lot of shit I'm just not going to do. I may do them in moderation, you know. I may, that made me think. I know, right? That ain't about to lie and say I'm not gonna watch porn. Shit, I'll watch it. I mean, it's too accessible. Hell, you watch it on your phone. Hell, you can watch it on your Fire Stick. It's just, I'm not gonna stop. Anywho, but the detox, back to the detox. So detoxing out of 2020 and also doing a whole bunch of vaginal detox. Like I said, I think I had the best sex. I did have the best sex of my entire life in this one year. It was. I have paid more attention to my pussy, and that joker there, she came through. I came through. Yes. That's a beautiful thing. But, you know, I got all of these things now. It's just go ahead and do the yoni baths and do some yoni pearls and all this stuff. You know, I'm going to cater to this bitch because I only get one. And she's been really, really good to me. She really has. And, you know, I owe her for just life, you know. Like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about messing with that married man. I'm so sorry about doing this other dumb shit that I did. And so, you know, I have to not just apologize and cleanse me, but I gotta cleanse her too. So, yeah, I'm doing a whole detox of 2020. But like I said, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and say, well, I'm not gonna eat meat. I'm not going to do this. And they said, well, you know, you're trying to be a spiritual person. So spiritual people don't kill animals. Don't try me with that shit. Don't. There is a balance and an evolution and a cycle to everything. So I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, I get what animals do, but I also get that animals was for me. I am in the hierarchy and the scheme of things. I am above the animal kingdom. I'm gonna eat their ass. So I'm gonna need these newfound vegans and that come off like a religious rhetoric to sit the hell down, enjoy, and be all that good for you. But don't push that shit down my throat. I mean, damn, I was sitting up there looking at a dessert. It was just a video of a dessert. And I was like, oh, let me share that, you know. And I'll be damned, somebody told me, you shouldn't eat that processed sugar. I didn't even eat shit. And they just come at my ass. I'm like, look, you can eat whatever the fuck you want to eat. But leave me the hell alone. I was just trying to save your life. Which, did you really think that fucking saying something about that video was going to save my life? Did you? I mean, I didn't even eat the shit. I didn't even make the shit. But you saving my life? Man, look, take your self-righteous ass somewhere and sit down. Damn. Grow up, people. Stay out of people's business. I mean, literally. I wish that I could make more people like me. Ain't that what Paul said in the Bible? You know, I wish more of you motherfuckers could be like me, but you can't. He said, I wish that half of y'all wouldn't be married and y'all your attention and your drive be drawn to the wrong shit or the right shit or directed elsewhere because you can't focus. You can't evolve the way I do when you got somebody pulling on you and nagging on you. And you know what? Stay your ass in misery. All of you people, stay your ass in misery. Stay the fuck over there until you rot. And then you're going to be like, damn, I really, truly am not with the one that I want. You with the one that's the weakest. Believe me, when you stay with what you stay with, that's two weak motherfuckers staying together. That's weak on top of weak because you miserable. And you ain't got the strength to leave. Stay your weak ass over there. I'm saying that because, you know, I got approached in the DM. You know, this guy, he'll say, hello, how you doing? A little something, something in the DM. Nothing too crazy, this and that. But, you know, I when somebody says something to you in the DM, you know how you go and look at their profile picture and all this other shit and you go check it out. And dude clearly got a woman. Clearly. The pictures of him is every other picture is him and this chick. And so I said, why are you flirting with me when you have a chick? And he said, oh, her sex is trash. And you think mine ain't? The fuck? It did. I mean, you know, I do give a little bit of sex appeal off, but how the fuck you know? I might be trash too, friend. I had to say that because my grandson called the dude trash. He called me trash too when he was little. Bless his little heart. He's still little. And that joker said, you trash too, friend. So anyway, Fred over here talking about her sex is trash. I said, okay. You know, I'm going to leave that alone. You handle it up on that. But he said, but it's just something about you that makes me want to see what you got going on or whatever. No shit. Tell me about it. Let me hear your rap. Let me hear your spiel. Let me hear this bullshit. I got time today. And, fuck, you know what? When you're single, I guess you got time all the time when you want to. Because, hell, ain't nobody digging for your single ass until there's some bullshit going on in theirs. You know, I saw something, and I'm going to go back to my subject. But I saw something that said inconsistency. It talked about an inconsistent motherfucker. You really will see it and understand what it is. Because they only come for you when they want to be bothered. So you keep your inconsistent ass over there. Stay over there. Anyway, back to dude. So, you know, he approached me and everything with, you know, I would like to get to know you better, that type of shit. And, you know, like I said, he's not bad looking. And then he kind of gave me a little bit of his story, a little spiel and everything. And I just left it at that. Let me tell you something. If you got somebody, because I'm going to say this shit again, right? Stay your ass over there. The fuck kind of audacity? This is some 2020 audacity, right? What kind of audacity is that you think I'm going to just come over here and fucking waste your time. And I'm going to approach you. You know, this is 2020 audacity to approach you to be my bottom bitch. It's some 2020 audacity to approach somebody and say, I really don't think you're worth much of shit, but if you wouldn't mind being on the back burner for me to fuck with when I just feel like it because I am the shit. And I'm looking at you and retrospect of your life and say, you ain't shit and you trying to make me ain't shit with you. Okay. 2020 audacity. 2020 came and kicked the door on and said, I'm throwing audacity to you and to you and to you. It was like a fucking Oprah meme. You know that Oprah meme where you ain't getting shit, you ain't getting shit, you ain't getting shit, you ain't getting shit. Of course, Oprah was giving shit, but I'm telling you, you ain't getting shit. And I'm like, man, this 2020 audacity is real shit. Like, literally, people were just approaching you, not like you should be okay and comfortable being a motherfucking side dish. Ain't shit about you whole. Ain't shit about you the main. I'm going to keep my, I mean, the audacity of 2020. His motherfucker is like, yeah, I know you see the pictures and shit, but, you know, that ain't shit. Your mind fucking playing my games on you. You know, your mind playing tricks on you. You don't see what you think you see. It ain't like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. What is the motherfucking definition of audacity? Fuck is it? Fuck. I was like, damn. I don't know. I think I just associated with 2020. What the fuck is audacity? Audacity? The audacity to say, you trash, friend. And I'm going to want you to be on my bottom bitch list, okay? I'm going to keep on being the trifling, low-life motherfucker that I am. But hey, you can get with that, right? You okay? You cool? You cool with it, right? I ain't trying to level up, but you cool with it. Or you got the motherfuckers that say, hey, I got a fat-ass bank account. I'm leveling up like it ain't nobody's business. Why don't you come over here and be my motherfucking captive? What the fuck you mean? You know, I'm looking for me a wife. I'm ready to settle down and be all it. Wife equates to slave in so many fucking languages. I'm like, what happened to partner? What happened to, I need you to bring something other than your pussy to the table. What happened to that? Yeah. I can't be put into that square peg. I can't, dog. I'm sorry. Oh, the woes of audacity. I'm telling you, I just think it's time to do a real good, thorough cleansing of 2020. Because that motherfucker got some audacity. And that is what Tanisha said. But don't forget now, if y'all want to get a little bit more of me, you can go to whattanishasaid.com. Download my book. The latest one is I Love You Is Not the Password Anymore. I had to keep it clean, but go check it out. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.